This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In February, the United States did something that it had not done in many years. The country sent more electricity to Canada than it received from its northern neighbor. The next month, in March, U.S. electricity exports to Canada climbed even more, reaching their highest level since 2010. The increasing flow of power north is part of a worrying trend for North America. Demand for energy is growing robustly everywhere, but the supply of power, in Canada's case, from giant hydroelectric dams and the ability to get the energy to where it's needed are increasingly under strain. Canada is in drought, with lower than normal rain and snow that have reduced Canada's hydropower production, raising worries in the industry about the effects of climate change. Canada already has suffered the effects of climate change in other ways, as with the explosive wildfires in Canada last year. The United States and Canada have long relied on each other because power use tends to peak north of the border during the winter when Canadians use electric heaters, and American electricity use peaks in the summer during air conditioning season. The abundance of Canada's hydroelectric power has been a cornerstone of the trade, providing relatively low-cost renewable energy to the West and East Coast states, including California, Oregon, and Washington State, New York State, and New England. But the supply and demand equation for energy is changing. Demand for electricity in many states has been climbing sharply in summer and winter. Some experts predict that winter electricity demand in the United States could eclipse summer demand by 2050. At the same time, utilities are increasingly reliant on intermittent resources like solar and wind power. Large hydroelectric plants, once considered a stable source of electricity, have struggled with low reservoirs in California around Hoover Dam and recently in Canada. And electricity use is expected to climb as people and businesses turn to electric heat pumps, electric cars, and industrial equipment to replace devices that burn oil, natural gas, and coal. Demand is also growing because of data centers. One solution is to build more power lines, something the Biden administration and some states are working on. But energy experts say the U.S. also should add more connections to Canada that would allow, for example, solar farms in California to supply Canada when its dams don't have enough water, and for Canadian utilities to send more power south when they have an abundance. In Yellowstone National Park, a tourist got way too close to a bison and was injured last Saturday. An 83-year-old woman from Greenville, South Carolina, was near the Storm Point Trail at Yellowstone Lake on Saturday when she got too close to the bison, which then lifted her about a foot off the ground with its horns. The woman sustained serious injuries and was taken to a medical clinic in the park and then flown to the Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Yellowstone National Park officials said the bison was just defending its space. Yellowstone requires people to stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals, including bison, elk, deer, and moose, and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves. In previous years, a bison gored and significantly injured an Arizona woman in the park in 2023, and bison injured two people in Yellowstone National Park in 2022. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.